morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV. Karen W., I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning are two musicians performing at the Northwest Missouri Moon Festival tomorrow here in Maryville. First off, we're speaking with musician and singer Ned Ledoux, who will be opening for the headliners of the Northwest Missouri Moon Festival, the Marshall Tucker Band. Ned, we'll go ahead and start with you, and for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are now.
Well, that's kind of a long story. I'll try to keep it short. I was born and raised in Wyoming. As far as, you know, getting into music, I got a drum kit when I was like maybe 6 years old. And it might sound kind of strange for a kid at that age. I knew what my path was going to be. I mean, once I got those drums and I kind of got them figured out, like, this is what I want to do. I want to play music as long as I can. And so I played in a number of different bands playing drums. And I guess the first band I was in was a band that had been around for a while. It was called Cowtown. It was based out of my hometown of KC, Wyoming. And played with those guys all through high school. And then once I graduated, joined up with a different band called After the Rodeo Band and played with them for about 2 or 3 years. And then I joined my dad's band and played with him from 98 until I guess our last show with him was in 04 in Kansas City. But then I went on and joined up with a different band that was based out of South Dakota for a number of years. And so that's just kind of the short end of the story, I guess.
So being from a town of a little over 200 and being about 50 miles in every direction away from a town where you would probably cross the 1,000-person population threshold, I feel like where you're from is very much the definition of a small town. So how did your town and how does being from a small town influence you lyrically and musically?
Yeah, you're right. As far as, going to try to find a record store or something like that back in those days when there was record stores. But, my mom, you know, bless her heart, she would drive me into Casper. Round trip from the house to where I took drum lessons was about 130 miles, roughly. And so she would take me to Casper every Saturday, depending on the road conditions in the wintertime, for about a 30 or 45 minute drum lesson. As far as, like, you know, the songs that I'm writing, you know, now that I'm, you know, I'm singing, I'm writing songs, I'm the guy out front. I always think back to those days, you know, working on the ranch, and, you know, I think of my friends and family and just the place I grew up around. And maybe there was just some thing happened, you know, on the road, or, you know, maybe kind of it makes its way into a song, even if it's just a couple of lines. But I always reflect on my years of working on the ranch.
I'm assuming a big influence on you is your father, Chris Ledoux. What part of him is the bigger influence, the father or the musician?
Well, all of it. Yeah, I mean, he was just a really neat guy. I mean, just so creative and you know, just everything that he was able to achieve and accomplish, you know, in his life, you know, bareback world champion and all the music that the people know. And he was also a very accomplished carpenter. He built, 2 log cabins, built a barn, and all of us kids we helped out with it. You know, we were there for the heavy lifting, I guess. But he was just a all around, just down to earth guy. You know, I mean, you know, just kind of being around him, you know, it was just, you know, the one thing I always said was, you know, if you're a rodeo fan, you would know Chris Ledoux is a 1976 bareback champ of the world. And if you're a country music fan, you knew him of all the great songs that he wrote and recorded and the show that he put on. But if you're me or any of my siblings, you just simply know him as Dad.
Speaking of musical influences, there's a mix of country and rock and roll in your music. Does that ebb and flow throughout your career, or does it all kind of just blend together?
Well, I always try to aim to, write some songs that would be a lot of fun to play live. And again, you know, I'm always, you know, reflecting on my years of, you know, working with my granddad or my dad or my mom on the ranch or my brothers. There's always going to be a little bit of a rock and roll edge to me. I mean, that's really about all I listen to. I grew up listening to, you know, all the 80s stuff, you know, which was brand new at the time, Motley Crue and Cinderella, and, you know, got into more of the heavier stuff with Pantera and Megadeth, and that's a little bit later on. But so yeah, I always just try to make it a lot of fun. As far as the stuff that's on the albums, I try to put a lot of variety on there.
So in the grand scheme of things, people see you as a country performer and country music artist, and country music right now as a whole is kind of defined by a wide variety in a lot of ways, whether it's big names like Luke Combs or these kind of indie names popping up like Oliver Anthony. So where do you see yourself in this big landscape?
I don't really know for sure. I'm more of as far as like country western, I'm more on the western side of things. I think there's a lot of folks that, you just can't see from the road that can really relate to the stuff that I write, because I'm not necessarily writing these songs about myself. I'm thinking about, somebody else. Maybe there's like my father-in-law. I've helped him out quite a bit on different outfits around Northeast Kansas here, and just helping different outfits with branding or haying season, things like that. And there might be some character out there that I met, like, man, he'd make for a good character in a song, that kind of stuff. So as far as like my stuff fitting in with today's mainstream, I don't know if it really does, but that's okay. I'll keep writing the stuff that I've been writing, because I can only write songs about what I know, and that's what I'll continue to do.
I think it's safe to say that you've played a fair number of small towns and small venues, as well as big venues and big towns. Where do you find yourself more comfortable as a musician? Is it in front of a large audience or a small audience?
So, yeah, we did open up for Garth a number of times, playing a football stadium. And then, of course, probably one of my favorite venues is the Cheyenne Frontier Days. And, but yeah, we also play, kind of smaller, bars, I guess you'd say, and some theaters. Theaters are a lot of fun to play because they always sound really good because that's what they're built for. And, I don't know. I'm just kind of like, wherever they'll have us, we'll be happy to play.
All righty. So what is it that people can expect when they see you tomorrow?
Well, we like to keep it high energy, have a lot of fun, interact with the crowd. As far as the set list goes, it's, the majority of the songs are off of my albums, songs that I've written myself. But people are always going to be guaranteed to hear some of Dad's old classics.
Anything else you want to add, Ned?
I guess if people want to check out the website, it's nedledoux.com. You can find all the tour dates on there, and there's merchandise and all that stuff as well. So, yeah, Ned Ledoux is probably the best place to go.
All right, Ned, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that was singer and musician Ned Ledoux. He will be performing at the Northwest Missouri Moon Festival tomorrow in Maryville. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been Your Morning Conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.